This is Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what you've seen through your eyes?
I was wild like anybody else. You know, I was a little cocky. Who was it, you know? Water took me down quite a lot, the ocean. It humbles you. A couple of times I got caught out there in the bay. I used to fish the bay all my life, and scared the heck out of me. Hot goes right down to your feet. And everybody's been through it, but you might not hear it from people, but they go through it. You learn the hard way. Today it's more dangerous because today they go offshore with these boats. They go quite a ways out. They can fish beyond 3 miles now with these boats. Before you couldn't do that. So, I'm sure you've heard of the perfect storm.
Yes.
You've seen that.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it could have been worse than that. That was only a movie. It could have been worse than that. Worse it could have been, I don't know, but the ocean is unforgiving. It's really something. I don't know if you've been in the water too much or not, but it's really something. It's true, everything's true.
Can you tell us a little about motif number one?
Well, I can't go into detail about that, but I know it was dedicated to the World War II fishermen, by the town, who all the fishermen that served in World War II had a spot in there. And before that, it was an art studio. John Buckley had it. He owned it. And you think he sold it to the town. And then they used to build boats there years ago, back in the 30s. And before that, they used to sell fish there. There's old pictures of that, maybe at the library. But they used to take out fish in the back and sell it. Remember some of the old fishermen down there, they're gone now, but, so, the trouble is that the only thing down here, I have a lot of sad memories down here. I've seen everybody go, you know, it really is. I hate coming down here Christmas time, you know.
Brings back sad memories.
Yeah, like I say, I've probably lost maybe 40, 50 people in the harbor here, you know, because when I started, I was one of the youngest.
Really? Well, it's not an easy life at sea.
No, it's not an easy life, no. And I'll say one thing about it. It does teach you discipline, if it does, you know. Mm-hmm. It taught me discipline. Take care of yourself and go to bed at night. You got to do it.
You don't know it.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you for taking just a few minutes and telling us a little bit about what you're doing now with your life. This is very interesting, very exciting to hear these stories.
I'm very fortunate. This is just what I know. I mean, this is just my...
Thank you for sharing what you've seen through your eyes.